I hunted up that deer hunting and coon hunting, every other hunting. We raided that Bob owned himself just built up on that farm.
And this farm, the house that you lived in when you were staying farm, what was it?
The house that I was in, I didn't live in a house up here. I rode a horse back and forth up here. And during high water, I had to go through the hills to get to it. See, water would get up over this road up here. But up at LaGrange, it was a Mason's. Now let's see, her grandfather, Mr. Andy, married a niece of my grandfather's. That was her grandmother. Get this thing straight.
It's really knocked.
And they lived there. And Mr. Andy ran the place after the family, the different ones moved off and came into hell. And he ran it for a number of years, and then he went on his own, and he made a big pot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Andy was well off, and the Depression caught him. He got caught in the Depression and broke him. That broke a world of people around him. And, but it was a frame house, and now I would keep a manager there. I wouldn't live there. If we got to real busy and baling hay and funny thing about Bob Horner, I tell you, man, young Bob. If it was a regular frame house, it was a nice, real nice home. Suppose low day. Now there's a brick home up there now. The place has been sold, and there's a brick home, and the boys were in here whose daddy bought it just yesterday. It's a funny thing. And I asked him, I said, what's up there now? I haven't been up there in a number of years. He said, well, old buddy, my brother lives in it, got a brick home. He's built a brick veneer home up there. I said, what come of the old home and the system and the cook's house out back? He said, well, we've torn all that down. That's a funny thing, you come in here and they were here yesterday.
Mm-hmm, that is. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it was a regular, just a frame house, just like you'd see around town here. And Mr. Andy and her grandmother lived in it for a number of years. In fact, Ms. West was born up there, her mother in Lee County. See, it was Lee County then. Mm-hmm. It had been separated from Phillips County.
When did it become separated from Phillips?
Well, I don't know. That's Dale Kirkman. Mm-hmm. can give you stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She's made a study of dates and
but yeah, I was wondering, about Mr. Hickey. When he was born there, was it still Lee County or was it Phillips then?
It was Phillips. No, wait a minute. It was Lee when he was born. It was Phillips when his daddy was born. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just don't know the dates when it was changed over.
Their
old home place was right west joining us. I was trying to think of the. It is now called the Lee Phillips Drainage District, the big canal. But it was a slough that went through there between us. And I was trying to think of the name that we called it. I forget the slough, the name, there's a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then after they ran the big canal through there to drain that country, they called it the Lee Phillips Drainage District.
Wait, how far is LaGrange from Helen?
Well, I'd ride a horse up there, and the way I went, I'd leave out, as 22 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go out through the hills and come out up what's called Bridge Church and go west, go through the McDonald place and come out there at the home house there, and I'd ride a horse. Now, I tell you what, we had cars. You had the old Model T's in those days. But the Depression come on and you just didn't have money to buy the gas. And now, I tell you what, I never did wear the saddle out. I rode a saddle. It wore me down, but I never did wear it out.
Oh.
I'd ride one horse up and ride one back. You'd go up and come
back, and I'd make it up there in about 2 hours, 22 miles, and I'd just steady loping all the way up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd stay up there for a little while, 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We get busy, I had a room there that I stayed in. I didn't have anything but oil lamps in those days.
Oh.
And all those rooms had fireplaces.
Oh, they did?
They had big fireplaces, sure.
Well, now, did they have shelves up above the fireplace?
Like, had a mantelpiece.
Oh, they'd have a mantelpiece.
Had a wood, big homemade, oh, they were that thick.
Oh.
About that long, a block.
Uh-huh.
And it was a mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made they were made out of brick.
Mm-hmm.
And the brick were made locally.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't shipped in those
mm-hmm.
days. And locally made. And you had to find the right dirt to make them out of. And when you ran out of that dirt, and that was the end of your brick making, you're finding another location to get it.
Well, what, you know, in the fireplace?
Now, they had a cistern out on the back porch.
Oh.
And they had wooden guts.